Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 207. The Miraculous Repentance Yet to Come. Does the ancient book of Jonah and his strange story say anything to us in our modern world? Millions of Christians have long ago dismissed the book as a hopeless myth telling impossible tales. How could a fish swallow a man and he survive? However, Jesus Christ believed the story of Jonah and referred to the book as straightforward historical fact. In the process, he told of a second miracle in the book of Jonah that eclipses the fish story and wonder. When the prophet preached his most precious message, all of God's messages are that. The people of this very wicked pagan city actually believed his message and repented. Moreover, the highly sophisticated king and his nobles led out in the work of repentance, all of them, from the greatest to the least, a most unusual twist of human history. Usually, it has been assumed by Christian people everywhere that any genuine revival or reformation must begin at the grassroots level and then with the blessing of the Lord spread upwards to the leadership. But this time, it was backwards. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, and sat down in the dust. Then he issued a proclamation calling upon the city as a whole, as a corporate body, to repent and be reconciled to God. It worked. The city responded. They repented. The Father sent Jesus Christ, his Son, to the wicked city of Jerusalem, calling upon them to repent. But the leadership rose up in rebellion against him, and murdered him. And by and large, the people followed their leaders into national ruin. Imagine what a blessing it would have been to the nation and the world if Caiaphas, their spiritual leader, had followed the example of the king of Nineveh, and had risen from his seat of leadership and led the nation into repentance. In that Matthew passage, Jesus appealed to the story of Jonah as an example of the kind of repentance he was calling for from the Jewish people. But tragically, they refused. Is there some lesson here for us? God's people can learn from the book of Jonah about the repentance of the ages, the miraculous repentance yet to come. Jonah's God still lives, still works.